Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop and intentionally reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, it would come into your life, that the Spirit would open your ears to hear the word anew, so it may help you in your daily walk with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. On this day of Pentecost, one of the familiar readings is from Acts, the second chapter. Now, when the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hear in our own native language? Parthian, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it is what is spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in heaven above, and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord. As you hear this familiar story, this reading is one that a lot of people, if they read the lessons, are not thrilled with because of this line. Parthian, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. This list of countries, of people, of nationalities who were gathered there. And some of these are strange languages or countries. And as a reader stands up, you like, am I pronouncing this right? Am I not? And sometimes we may be tempted to skip over this list of countries. But as I read this text, and as I contemplated upon it, this list of strange names is what really stood out to me. It would be easy just to pass over it, to ignore these names. But I think there's something powerful in this listing. What it tells us is this significant event that people see as kind of the birth of the church, right? The disciples are there in Jerusalem. And Pentecost originally was a Jewish festival. It had transformed over the time. Part of it was a focus on the Torah, the Ten Commandments. That this was it happened 50 days after Passover. And as they gathered around, part of it is then Peter takes this opportunity to be able to speak to all those who are gathered, because this festival would have been one where the people journeyed, a sort of a pilgrim festival. They came to Jerusalem for this celebration, and there have been people from all over. And Peter stands up, and the Spirit is at work. Right? It tells us that the Spirit comes upon the disciples and fire rests upon their head. They speak not what we think of in tongues per se, but when the disciples speak, these people, right, from Pamphylia and Phrygia, Mesopotamia, Elamites, what they hear is not a Galilean speaking, not somebody speaking Hebrew or Aramaic, but rather they hear in their own language. That the Spirit comes and transcends all culture and geographical boundaries so that the word of Jesus is proclaimed. That the power of the Spirit comes and breathes new life. And from here, the disciples go out and continue to proclaim Christ and Christ risen from the dead. That God is doing a new thing. And later on in this chapter, it says, and 3,000 were added to their number this day. And then it goes on and says, day by day, new numbers were being added to the fold. That people were coming to faith in Jesus and being baptized. That the Spirit is at work. As we think about Pentecost, I think it's important that we remember this listing of all these names. Because it's so easy for us to sort of get caught in our own kind of silo. Right? In the United States, we tend to think about Christianity as an American religion. But the Spirit is at work in all kinds of ways. The gospel is not meant just for some people or one denomination. But this day of Pentecost, this event where the Spirit comes upon the disciples and they speak in these foreign languages, it reminds us of Jesus' command. And you are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Or the Great Commission where Jesus says, and go to all nations and teach them to be disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That it's this notion, the gospel calls us to go out to proclaim this message to all people. Not people who are just like us, but to all people, so that there may be new life. So the Spirit comes and breathes anew. Listen again to the prayer of the day that's for this day. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones. A reference to the passage in Ezekiel of the Valley of Dry Bones where the prophet prophesies and speaks. And God takes these old bones that are in the valley and brings new life to them. And your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us your Spirit. Transform us by the truth and give us language to proclaim your gospel. That we're called to go out, to announce to all the world what Jesus has done, that he has given his life for the sake of the world, that through his death our sins are washed away and we are given new life. We see this new life, this new Spirit, this new beginning and the notion of the Spirit. And it's not for some, but it's for all. And we hear that as we hear all of these people who heard this message and came to faith, desired to be baptized, wanted to be a part of this community. And this community is a community of inclusion, not exclusion. Right? It doesn't have a requirement. It's not for those who are Jewish or those who are Galilean or those who were of a certain nationality or color or anything else. But listen to the breath of the people who were there. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. All of these different places are people who experience the power of the Spirit. How is it that we, in our day, how is it that we, in our world, continue to take the Spirit out to all kinds of places? Are we welcoming? Are we accepting of others and proclaim that word? Or do we want to build walls and go, well, it's just for some? Do we have certain criteria that has to be met? Jesus says the Spirit is like the wind. It blows where it blows. We don't know where it comes from or where it goes. We can't see it. But the power, the effect is felt. How do we allow the Spirit to come upon us, to breathe anew, and allow us to take this message out into our world, to all places, just as the disciples, when they were there, were gathered with this strange grouping, this list of places we may never have heard of, Pamphylia, Phrygia. Where are these places after all? God calls us, sends his Spirit to come amongst us, to take this message out to the world and have all to hear about what God is doing and how the Spirit is at work to bring new life, to bring the breath of God and breathe anew how God is at work. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you come amongst us in all kinds of ways, sometimes in ways that we do not always see or understand. For you are like the wind. You blow where you blow, and we can't see it, and we do not know where it comes from or where it is going, but we feel your presence and know you are at work. We give thanks that you work through all people, such as the Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and Libya belonging to Cyrene, and even among us in our world today. Give to us life, that we may proclaim to all the world your saving grace and unmerited love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.